Snarling cup of coffee. I like to start my day with a hot cup of coffee. I pound down the coffee. First thing I do every day as the sunning sun lights up my lonesome room. Yeah, but not just a simple cup of Java Joe, but a goddamn snarling, sarcastic, smarmy cup of coffee. I mean, we are talking about an alcoholic all speed ahead, always hot, always fresh, always there when I need it, angry. Attitude, talk to the hand, Z-tune, bad, badass, beats, breaking, beatnik, bluesy, bitter, bitchy, bombs away. Capitalistic, caffeinated up the ass, cinematic, communistic, Colombian grown, Costa Rican inspired, Cowabunga to the max, crazy ass, devilishly angelic, divine, divinely inspired, dyslexic, epic, extreme vetting, evil eye, expensive, erotic vision-inducing Ethiopian coffee house brewed, euphoric, freaky, freakazoid, foxy, Frenchified, kissed, French brewed, funkified, foxy lady, graphic, God in my coffee with Allah, Janice, Jesus, Kali, Buddha, Christian, Gerga, Hindu, Muhammad, Jewish, Jesus, and Mo, their friend, the cosmic bar maid, Sai, Baba, Shiva, Taoist, Zoroastrian, drinking my goddamn coffee in hell. Growling, gnarly, happy, hard ass, Hawaiian bless, high as a kite, hippie, hip, hipster, hip, hoppy, hot as hell, yet strangely sweet as heaven, jazzy, jealous, Kirak approved, kick ass, kick my goddamn ass to Tuesday. Kick down the doors and take no prisoners. Grown in the Vietnamese highlands by ex-Viet Cong. Guatemalan grown. Kiss ass. Illegal in every state. Imported from over the world, the goddamn world. Insane, lovely, lonely, lonely, lonesome, melodious, mean, old, rotten. Motherfucking. Nasty, narcotic, never, whatever, never mad, never cold, not approved by the CIA, not approved by DHS, not approved for human consumption by the FDA. Not your daddy's sissified corporate cup of coffee. Not decaf coffee, not your Denny's truck driver week as brown water cup of fake coffee, not your establishment friendly cup of coffee, not your FBI coffee, not your fake herbal coffee substitute, but a real cup of coffee. Not your farmer's brother's diner crap. Not made in America for Americans, not safe for work. Not your Starbucks average, expensive, overpriced, crappy corporate chain cup of coffee. Not pretentious. Not White House approved. Not State Department safe. Nuclear. Not patriotic, operatic, peace coffee approved. Paranoid, pornographic, psychotic, pontific, politically aware, rapping and writhing, right here, right now, River City, rock and roll of the Yazoo, sad, sadistic, sarcastic, sassy, satanic, sissoid, shitty, silly, sexy, smarmy, smelly, smooth, snarky, snarling, stupid, stinking, sweet as honey, sweat-inducing and symphonic, Trump can handle this coffee, vengeful, Wagnerian, wicked, with nutmeg and cinnamon swirls, with a hint of stevia, with a hint of vanilla, with a hint of rum, with a hint of whiskey, with a hint of cherry, with a hint of fruit overtones. With a hint of drugs spicing up the coffee, spindific, speeding, spindent, spurious, no substitute, survived the Vietnam War, the Iraq War, the Afghan War, the First and Second Korean War, World War II, the War on Poverty, the War on Drugs, the War on the Black People, the sexual revolution. Soulful as a summer's night in Motown, James Brown approved, T.O.P. approved, Berkeley approved, the coffee that Jimi Hendrix drank before he died, coffee that Elvis drank in his last breakfast, coffee that Barry White crooned as he drank his cup of coffee, and the coffee that made the white boy stand up and play that funky music. The coffee that made Johnny B. Goode play his guitar and made Johnny bet the devil his soul after he drank his morning cup of righteous coffee. And the coffee that made the Rolling Stones rock and roll. The coffee that your mother warned you against drinking. Coffee that Napoleon drank when he became the emperor of all Europe. Coffee that Beethoven drank when he wrote the Ninth Symphony. And the coffee that Mozart drank as he wrote his last symphony. Coffee that Lincoln drank before he was killed and Henry drank before he killed himself. Coffee that started the 60s and ended the 20th century. The coffee that Lenin drank as he spotted revolution, the coffee that Hitler and Stalin drank with FDR's divide up the world after World War II, the cup that JFK drank before he was blown away, the coffee Jerry drinks while driving cars with random celebrities and political figures, coffee that John Stewart drinks before he can abdicate down of some foolish politico, cup of Arabic coffee Saddam drank the day he was executed, the coffee that J.W. and Cheney drank when they bombed Baghdad, the Indian cup of coffee that Bin Laden drank before 9/11, and just before the SEALs blew his ass to hell, the cup of coffee that Tiger Woods drank with his mistress while playing a $3,000 round of coffee in Sandy Lane Golf Course in Barbados. Last legal drug that says what drugs should do, the cup of coffee that Obama drank when he became president, Vietnamese, Vienna Brew, Wacky, Whimsical, Whiskey Fox, Tango Foxtrot, Wild, Weird, Wonderful, Wow, Yabba Dabba Doo, Yada Yada Yada, Zappa's favorite cup of coffee, Cosmic Coffee, and Zora's last cup of coffee, go to the last drop rolled into one simple cup of hot coffee. As I pour down that first cup of coffee and fire up my synaptic nerve endings with endless supplies of caffeine-induced Iranian-dancing chemicals, I face the dawning day with trepidation and mind-numbing fear. I turn on the TV and watch the swarming Newcastle's pontific hair lying through their teeth about the great successes the government is having, following the great leader's latest pronouncements. I want to shoot the go and scream and shoot the TV and run outside shouting, stop the world. I want to get off this fucking crazy planet. Earth does not care a whit about my attitude. It merely rallies and moves around the sun in its morning daily run as I sit down, the madness dissipating a bit, enjoy my second cup of heaven and hell in my morning cup of Joe. Coffee Revolution. Coffee led the American Revolution as patriots drank coffee to rebel against the aristocratic English tea. Coffee started London's stock market and started the gossip mills running. Every great invention was fed by coffee's sweet allure. All the great thinkers, all the great leaders, all were slave to coffee's magic. Yeah, I sing my praises of the great, glorious coffee lady. Long may she continue to be my sweet companion. Long may the coffee continue to rule my heart and set my heart on fire. Ode to Coffee. Mistress of sacred love, sacred lady of desire, you start my day setting my heart on fire. When you drink dark, delicious brew throughout the day, whenever the mean old blues come by, you chase them away with your bittersweet ambrosial brew. Every time I inhale your witch's brew, I'm filled with power, light, and love, and everything's all right, Jack, only for a few fleeting minutes. I love you, old coffee goddess, in all your magical forms, in the dark coffee in the dawning day, in the sizzling coffee in the mid-morning break, the afternoon's siesta break, and the post-dinner dessert drink. I love you, my coffee mistress. You are my refuge from this horrid world, and you are my sacred lover. Never disappoint me, ever. Never had a bad cup, of that I can be sure. Even the dismal coffee served at Denny's at 3 a.m. is still sweet, loving coffee. Even the farmer's brother's diner coffee excites me and gets me going. Ask me another cup of divine delight. Coffee is always there. It's always on and piping hot. It's with the hidden dark secrets swirling in its liquid essence. Coffee is my last vice, my only legal vice left. Coffee does not cheat on me and is always faithful, always true. It's not turning its friends. And all it asks is return to come back cup after cup after cup. Good cup of coffee is a little bit of heaven and a cup of dark liquid hell. Coffee, it's like a drug. It's a good drug that does what it should and never complains. It's not get grouchy. It's not hurt you. It's not make you crazy, but allows the music to come out and play with it. Coffee led the American Revolution. Patriots drank coffee to rebel against the aristocratic English tea. Coffee started the London stock market. It started the gossip mills running. Every great invention was fed by coffee's sweet allure. All the great thinkers, all the great leaders, all were enslaved to coffee's magic. Yeah, sing my praise of the great glorious coffee lady. Long may she continue to be my soup companion. Long may she continue, coffee continue to rule my heart and set my heart on fire. I love thee, Mistress Coffee, and sometimes I think you love me too. No more coffee blues. I love coffee, always have, and the coffee has loved me back. Lately I've soured on her, soured on the whole coffee scene, of the harshness of the morning brew and the promises it makes, except if it's nectar drowned into a slayer drink drop by drop as caffeine takes over, rewiring my every nerve, turning me into a slave for its perverted pleasure. Yes, I love coffee, but I'm afraid coffee's a harsh mistress, demanding so much of me. Promise the sun, delivering the moon, as I drink her swill, deepening under her influences. I love, I have the coffee blues, can't live without her, can't live with her. I try, but tea does not cut it, not really. Booze does not do it, at least not in the morning. Yoga is not enough of a buzz, no whistle runners high. I'm afraid, deadly afraid of cocaine and speed and drugs and energy drinks, and so I remain a slave to coffee, my only legal drug. As I sip another and fall into her seductive swirl. Once more, failing my resolve to skip coffee for the day, that moment, that moment, that morning, that moment. She'll never be free of her spell, ever, and she knows it. She beckons me every morning with her intoxicating smell, and I come to her and drink her brew, and I become her slave again and again. Morning cup of coffee. Every morning I drink my coffee as I contemplate the dawning day, watching the news anchors blather on, drinking my coffee, thinking of life, and my coffee consumes me, overwhelms me as at times controls me. All coffee is a drug, and I'm her slave from time to time. Drinking coffee in the morning, dangerous mood, feeling deranged. Watching the news, trigger warning, you are screwed, dude, end of the world. End times come, I drink coffee in the morning. Coffee pot killed. His wife had ran my use by my owner. Says he makes too much of a mess when he uses me. It's not his fault, I want to say, but being a coffee pot, cannot speak. So I'm abandoned, thrown out in the trash, and feel very sad for my owner, who was my friend. He liked me to kept me going, and I did my job, providing him with fresh coffee during my coffee pot duty, and now it is over. Drinking my coffee early in the cool morning, thinking life is fine, everything would be okay after I drink my coffee. Morning coffee, dawning sun. Coffee McGear poem. I pray to the coffee gods. Every cup of coffee is like a sacred to me. I pray as I make my coffee that it will fill me with wisdom and find peace with my coffee as I drink my devotion. Hot coffee. Hot coffee makes my day. Must drink my daily coffee as the morning dawns. Without my morning coffee and me, I feel nothing at all. Hot coffee. Coffee is the drug of choice. Nothing else would do it. As I drink coffee, electrified hot coffee. Hot coffee. Coffee is the drug of choice. Electrolyte circuits. As I drink coffee. Coffee and cake. Hot coffee. Coffee patina. Hot coffee. Hot, hellish coffee. Essence of coffee. Hot coffee, choo-choo poem. Drinking my coffee hot as hell, a taste of heaven and hell, my damn cup, coffee, essence of hell. As I drink my coffee, I see a pup that's on my window with eyes from hell. I look at this pup and wonder why he has eyes from hell. Coffee love thoughts. I love to drink my coffee early in the morning while writing my journals and thinking about my dreams and my life. When drinking my coffee, I perfectly look over at my sleeping beauty as the sun comes up, filled with love and contentment, thinking back to the dream that set me free. Drinking my coffee, thinking of my love for my wife, and thinking, always thinking of the dream that set me free so many years ago. First had the dream, ever since then, and it haunted me as I drink my coffee, prepare to meet my day, wake up the love of my life, and smile at her and finish my coffee. Morning coffee. Like to start my day with a hot as hell, snarling cup of righteous coffee. Hot, steamy, hot as hell, sweet as heaven, bitter as the devil. With a sweet taste of cinnamon, heaven, heavenly spices, crazy nutmeg, silver tasting cloves, decadent tasting sugar, rich whipped cream to top it all off. And once in a while, it demands a taste, a wee bit of whiskey, just to take the edge off of the wild night to come. Morning coffee, give me more, must have my coffee. Morning coffee, hot as hell, sweet as heaven. Coffee Terzaniero. Coffee, drink of gods, coffee, drink of gods, coffee, no drink for drugs. Drink my hot coffee, deep in cosmic thought. I drink my hot coffee, coffee, damn hot as hell itself, hot as hell itself. Sweet as heaven itself, with bitter aftertaste, sweet heaven itself. Vented by Satan in hell, to keep Satan, Satan cool, vented by Satan in hell. Coffee made in heaven, drink for the gods. Coffee made in heaven, a drink for the gods. Coffee, Aquarian. Coffee, drink of the gods, cup of heaven and hell, coffee. Coffee, hot as hell, sweet as heaven. Japanese coffee barista. Watching the Japanese coffee barista bury my snarling cup of hot Boss coffee fills my heart with erotic joy. How I wanted to express what was on my mind right then to the Japanese coffee barista. Watching the news while drinking coffee. Drinking my morning coffee, watching the news in this line, the pontification One thing we're all in, will truth prevail, will justice triumph, will the Superman come, or are we doomed, headed to hell, down the proverbial road filled with good, great intentions? Coffee. Hot as hell, heavenly sweet, my daily hot coffee fix sends me heaven to heaven, crashes into hell. Coffee haiku. I like my coffee, like women, hot as hell, but sweet as heaven. God in my coffee. One dismal, demented morning, as I contemplated the dawning day, trying to wake up from the nightmares that have been haunting my every night, I reached for my morning cup of hot coffee, and as I drank my morning poison, my snarly, sarcastic cup of Java, frying my neurons with caffeine, I saw God. He had the look, the tall, white hair, beard, those piercing blue eyes staring at you with a thousand-year stare of the truly committed. Yes, it was God himself in the bottom of my cup of coffee. He was smiling at me, pecking me to join him. So I jumped into my cup and went through the door. I found myself in a giant hallway filled with Mr. Smith-like angels working on my computers. Programming the day's plans, I asked where I could find God. He told me I had an appointment and went down the hallway. Found myself in another room and found God sitting there waiting for me. He offered me coffee and we drank coffee. Talked about this and that. I asked him what he wanted. He said nothing but my understanding and patience. Told me that I was lost and would be found soon. Told me to go back home and wait for his signal. For the revolution was coming. And I would lead God's forces. And then I found myself back at home and drank another cup of coffee. Revolution in my cup of coffee. Sitting, dreaming, contemplating life over a cup of steaming hot Java dreams in a pensive caffeine-induced mood. Saw the beginning of the end times, the ends of the beginnings of time at the bottom of my cup of coffee. I saw the dismal, depressing, deadly night of the whole universe, sight of the whole universe, rising in righteous revolution, fighting the evil citizens of the world. They exploded, marching out of my coffee cup, down the street, fighting fierce fights. They screamed demented dreams, dreams of absolute freedom. They rush and run, rant and rave, running from the atomic clouds of vengeance. As I sit watching, the world disintegrates in my coffee cup. I wonder, what does it mean as I pour myself more coffee? God drinks coffee. When I woke up yesterday, I saw a naked old man sitting in my chair, drinking my coffee, smoking my pipe. I shouted at him, "Who in the hell are you?" And he replied, "Never the hell am I," God replied. "Your coffee is good, but not cosmic enough." And we stood in the jungle, watching dinosaurs making love. God said, "They died, you know, when they tried to become like us."